Greetings and welcome to Old Town Charm, New Town Spirit, a podcast about Williston, Vermont. I'm your host, Steve Shepherd. My goal with this series is twofold. First, to talk about our town. What's new, what's old, what's interesting, and what are the things that we all look at every day but don't necessarily see because, let's face it, we look at them all the time and just don't see them anymore. Second, as a member of the Williston Planning Commission, I want to talk about our town in terms of where it's going and why. In other words, I want to serve as sort of a translator between the fascinating and complicated world of town planning. And trust me, even for a town as small as Williston, the process is incredibly complicated. And what that means for those of us who live here or work here or just come to visit. So thanks for joining me. And now, on to the program. You may recall from the first episode in this series that one of the commitments I made to my listeners was that as a newly appointed member of the Williston Planning Commission, I would do my best to serve as a sort of a translator between the language and good work of the Planning Commission and the people who call Williston home. Well, in this episode, I'm going to do that. A few days ago, I sat down in the Planning Commission offices in Town Hall Annex with Emily Heyman, the senior planner and deputy zoning administrator for the town. I wanted to ask her a couple of questions, starting with this one. It appears that we have three primary organizations in Williston that work together to guide the direction of the town: the Select Board, the Development Review Board, which most of us know as the DRB, and the Planning Commission. So I asked Emily to explain the role of each one, starting with the Select Board.
The Select Board is the town's elected officials. There's five people on the Select Board. They get voted in on town meeting day. And their role is broad sweeping throughout the town. One of their roles is to appoint volunteers to advisory boards and commissions, including the Planning Commission and Development Review Board, as well as many other boards and committees managed by the town.
Then we have the Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission is a seven-member board with an alternate. They're volunteers appointed by the Select Board, and their role is to propose, edit, and rewrite town plans and zoning bylaws, as well as some other tasks like commenting on the Select Board's capital budget, assisting planning staff with grants, that kind of thing. But the Planning Commission's main role is the keepers of the town plan and zoning bylaws. So right now, the Planning Commission is working on getting ready to rewrite the town plan. We're doing our Williston 2050 public outreach on behalf of the Planning Commission, and then they'll be writing it over the coming year with a goal of adopting a new town plan in August 2025.
So as long as we're talking about the town plan, and before we move on to the DRB, I asked Emily to explain the role of the town plan because it's more than you might think.
Town plans are the town's to-do list, its visions, its goals. What are our strengths? What are our challenges? And how do we want to operate as a municipality? The town plan horizon is 8 years. We're looking out to 2050. One of the roles of the town plan is setting policy direction for land use, for zoning. So zoning district boundaries, development and design standards. Where do you want commercial and industrial uses to be? Where do you want to preserve conservation lands and have agricultural and rural development? What development and design standards do you want to have in those commercial and mixed-use districts to achieve the town's goals of being a livable, walkable, resilient place? So the town plan informs the Unified Development Bylaws, aka the zoning bylaws. They're called unified because it merged the zoning subdivision standards with the development standards into one document.
So the zoning rules for subdivisions and the development standards were merged, and that's where the Development Review Board, the DRB, comes in.
So the Development Review Board, like Planning Commission, is appointed by the Select Board. The Development Review Board has seven volunteers and an alternate, and their main task is to administer the duly adopted zoning bylaws. So the Select Board takes a submittal draft of town plan and bylaw amendments from the Planning Commission and chooses to adopt them. Towns are required to have a town plan and zoning bylaws. And the Development Review Board then administers those adopted zoning rules. So they are a body that's focused on administering, reading the standard. Are we being fair to the applicant in the administration of these standards? Are we upholding what the town's intent is in these development and design standards? The Development Review Board's role is not in writing or revising the standards. It's administering them through the Development Review Board process. The zoning administrator is like an offshoot of the Development Review Board. That's also an appointed position. Permits can be approved by the zoning administrator. Some have to go through the Development Review Board, just depending on the level and scale of the project being proposed.
Okay, so let's look at an example. Let's imagine that I have a big piece of undeveloped land in Williston. I'm counting on it to provide for me when I retire, and I want to do everything I can to get maximum value from that piece of land. Maybe I want to subdivide it, maybe I want to put up an office building. How does the process work?
We as planning staff answer questions like this all day, every day. Sometimes we're saying green light to somebody's dreams, and sometimes we're saying them, hey, your ideas don't align with our zoning code. So we help property owners or prospective property owners understand what zoning applies to a piece of property and how it would be administered. So someone coming in with a big chunk of land and they're looking to subdivide or do a big building, that would be a process that would have to go through the Development Review Board. And we would explain there's a couple permitting steps from pre-application, a sketch plan review, to discretionary permit, full site plan review, and then finalizing up a couple administrative permit phases before you actually start digging in the dirt. We answer a lot of questions sometimes where people have, you know, pie in the sky dreams, and we have to explain that use isn't allowed in this zoning district, that building height isn't allowed in this zoning district. You can't put buildings or parking areas in a wetland or a watershed buffer. So we're answering questions about what you want to do. There's a couple red flags with our bylaw that might make it very challenging or might make it, you know, prohibitive. The no's happen at this table. The no's very rarely happen at the Development Review Board. And that's why there's this impression that the DRB rubber stamps everything, because we as staff, we're guiding applicants and saying, if you submit this application, my recommendation to the board is going to be to deny it. So I recommend that you change what you can to bring it in compliance with the bylaws before you formally submit your application. Very rarely does an applicant push through and file an application and go to the DRB for a hearing and get denied at a hearing. Most of the times, the denial isn't a form of a staff person saying, no, that's not going to work.
So if a proposed development is denied, it's denied because the plan as presented violates the long-term plan that the town has created in terms of zoning, housing density, conservation and natural resources, adjacencies of industrial and housing areas, and 100 other factors that guarantee that all development projects fall within the rules stipulated by the commitment to be livable and resilient and equitable. And the Planning Commission, Development Review Board, and Select Board practice division of labor to ensure that the process is as efficient, as effective, and as fair as possible, not only to all the applicants, but also to the people who live and work in Williston.
The Planning Commission is guided by the town plan. So anytime they're writing or revising the zoning code, they're looking back to the town plan. Does this uphold the town plan's stated goals? So for example, the town plan has longstanding goals to conserve ag-rural lands, conserve habitat. If the Planning Commission were going to propose, oh, let's put an industrial district off Oak Hill Road, there'd be seven ways to Sunday, the town plan would say, no, that's counter to what the town's longstanding vision has been. In addition to the town plan, there's things in state statute that dictate what zoning can and cannot do. So there's some parameters on what zoning can regulate. That's why communities often have ordinances for other types of regulations rather than just a zoning code. And then there's some state standards that also have to be upheld, that you're meeting your town plan goals, you're meeting the region-wide goals for consolidating growth and development, design standards, et cetera.
And there are other groups that work closely with the three we've already mentioned. I asked Emily if she'd give me a quick overview of them as well.
The Conservation Commission provides advisory comment to the Development Review Board on applications that are involving conservation areas or wetlands, typically rural subdivisions. The Historic and Design Advisory Committee also provides comment to the Development Review Board on design review applications, historic applications in the village. The Development Review Board also receives comment from the Department of Public Works. So there is a little bit of interplay between Development Review and Public Works, where someone is going to be connecting to town water or sewer or building a new road. It has to comply with the Public Works specifications. Sometimes the Public Works Director needs to give an okay. For example, if someone's building in the sewer service area but can't feasibly connect to a sewer line and they need to do a septic system, they need to get an okay from the Public Works Director to do that. And then the fire department in the bylaw can comment on, for example, if an industrial development is going to be using hazardous waste, the fire department can comment on their hazardous waste management plan. There's a lot of other factors outside of the town zoning that influence growth and development in town. So in addition to local permits, state permits are also required, things like Act 250, a division of fire safety. So apartment buildings, big commercial buildings need to go through the fire marshal review for building code and fire code. We at the town don't do that. The Department of Environmental Conservation, so water and wastewater, wetlands, habitat areas, those also go through state level review. Agency of Transportation, so if someone's proposing development that's on Route 2 or 2A, they need to get their access permit from the state rather than the town. And then developments of a certain size and scale might also be subject to some state impact fees in addition to local impact fees.
You know, as a new member of the Planning Commission, I've come to realize that the only way I could possibly keep up with Emily, Melinda, Simon, Andrew, and Matt, the folks who make up the town planning office, is if I were to somehow magically acquire a law degree, a degree in civil engineering, a degree in history, another one in planning, another one in architecture, and 100 other skills like road and water and sewer design that I watch them wield effortlessly during the meetings. These folks are good, but there's another thing that makes them good.
We are very transparent with our public records. Every application that is going before the Development Review Board, we post those application materials on the town webpage. So narrative letters, site plans, photos, concept elevations, all gets uploaded online. The Thursday or Friday before a Development Review Board hearing, we'll upload what's called a staff report. So the staff report compares a development proposal to all the applicable standards of the bylaw and lays out a draft decision for the Development Review Board. So if a couple of conditions need to be put on a project to ensure its compliance with the bylaws, it's basically like doing the homework for the Development Review Board so that their hearings can be very efficient, very focused on the standards of the bylaw, and that they are issuing clear and defensible decisions.
And there are the ethical standards and professional certifications that guide everything they do.
The Development Review Board, Planning Commission, and Select Board as well are all held to the town's conflict of interest ordinance, which lays out goals and principles for how public officials act, and then rules for ex parte communication or conflict of interest, how to handle those situations. But it lays out those five principles for public officials to be acting fairly and honestly in their appointed or elected roles. As planning staff, we're held to the town's personnel policy. Myself and my other colleagues are also AICP certified, so the American Institute of Certified Planners, which means that we are held to certain ethical standards as planners. And the APA, the American Planning Association, posts publications about ethics cases across the state. So when we're studying for our certification exam or our routine maintenance, we're required to keep up to date on best practices for ethics. For example, a recent ethics case was about how to appropriately use like ChatGPT in a planning related field. So in terms of development review, we're held to certain ethical standards that we follow public process and no handshake deals, no backroom deals at all.
Emily Heyman, Senior Planner and Deputy Zoning Administrator for Williston. Thank you, Emily. If you'd like to know more, folks, please visit the town's website or reach out to the planning office. They're great at answering the questions that you have to help Williston residents better understand what they do and why they do it. I'm Steve Shepard, member of the Williston Planning Commission. Hope you found this helpful. Cheers.